It's Friday, the 22nd of May, 2015. I'm Ruth, also known as R2UK, and this is my audio blog. I'm recording a quick audio blog today because I've been playing around with a different app to download podcasts with to my iPhone. And I thought, given that a number of my followers here on Audio Boom are fellow podcast listeners, and I know most of us have been using the same app previously, I thought people might be interested to hear the app that I am considering switching to and my reasons for doing that. Now, up until this point in time, I've been using an app called Downcast to subscribe to all my podcasts in, which has served me very well. I like the fact that I can put all my subscriptions in, I can configure how many episodes it keeps of anything for me, I can set it to automatically download, so when I load it up when I'm out and about, it's got stuff in it for me to listen to. It just makes the whole listening to podcast experience so much more easy because everything is right there in the one place for me. I also use this for listening to all my followed Audio Boo friends because I have a feed for all my followed boos, and I listen to that in Downcast along with everything else. So on the whole, I'm really happy with Downcast. It's really stable. It works well. I've had no issues with it whatsoever. But yesterday I saw somebody recommending an app called Overcast in one of the podcasting Facebook groups that I'm a member of. And the reason that they recommended it was in response to a question that somebody asked as to whether there were any podcast listening apps that allowed you to even out the volumes of different volumes of podcasts, because we all record at different volumes. And so you constantly find that you get a really quiet podcast, so you turn your volume up in your car stereo, and then the next one comes in and it's really loud and it, you know, deafens you. And so Overcast was recommended because it has a voice balancing feature. And I thought, well, that sounds really interesting, because certainly I see that in a very exaggerated way when I'm listening to my boo buddies, because everybody does record at a different volume. And I do constantly find that I'm turning it up loud for one person, and then somebody else comes in with some really loud music and I have to quickly turn it down, and it's hurt my ears. So I thought, well, that sounds really interesting. I'll have a go at that. So I downloaded the app. It's actually really easy to switch from Downcast because when you first go into the Overcast app, it says, are you using an existing podcatcher? And one of the options is Downcast. And it says at that point, okay, go into Downcast. It tells you how to go into Downcast and export your subscriptions from Downcast. So you go into Downcast, export your subscriptions, open them up in Overcast, and there's all your podcasts. Now, what it doesn't take is your current listening status in Downcast. So if you're like me and you've got a huge, great backlog of things that you've downloaded but not yet listened to, you'll have to find them all again in Overcast and download them again. But for new episodes, it's so far been dead solid. It's merrily grabbing the episodes. It seems to be downloading episodes as and when they become available, whereas on Downcast, the automatic download tends to happen once or twice a day. This one gives me a little notification every time I get a new episode in one of my podcasts. I haven't explored the settings yet to see if that can be switched on or off. It might well be configurable on a podcast basis. It would make sense for it to do, but I can't say for sure that that's how it works. But yeah, on the whole, it's a nice little podcatcher. It's easy to use. It's a nice interface, and it's downloading my podcasts, which is, the core functionality. But what I'm really liking is the special effects that you can use. Now, Overcast itself as an app is a free download, so you can download it and you can try it without spending any money. But there are some features that require you to unlock them, and there's a one-time £3.99 unlock fee, which unlocks all the advanced features. That's the only in-app purchase that it's got. So kind of download it for free, try it. If you like it, you might like to pay $3.99, which goes towards the developer's cost of keeping the app up to date and also unlock some of the extra features. This voice leveling option is one of those extra features. So the first time you try to use that, you'll be prompted to pay the upgrade fee or whatever they call it. Which I did because I liked the look of it, and I thought, right, well, I'll invest the money and give it a go. it works really well. It works really well. I've set my iPhone off playing all my followed boos, and it is just keeping the volume really level. It's brilliant. I love it. But it's got another feature as well, which I love nearly as much. It can also do what's called smart speed. And if you switch that on, it tries to spot gaps in the podcast, and it slightly speeds up the playback time whenever it detects silence. So what you'll find is it's constantly slightly varying the playback speed, but it's cutting down all those silences and pauses, and actually meaning that you get proper listening all the way through your podcast, which works really well for some of the more drawn out and thoughtful people. Again, it's probably a personal choice whether you like that or not. I personally do, because when I'm listening to something, I like people to be getting on with it and getting to the point rather than sort of going, obviously it won't cut out the ums and ers, but any pauses, it does speed through, which is working really well as well. So I really like that. I'm really liking this as a podcatcher, and I might very well at some point be switching to it permanently. I don't know. I'm going to keep working with it. I still have Downcast on my phone. Downcast is still downloading stuff as well, so I can always go back to Downcast if I need to. But very, very impressed with Overcast so far. So if that kind of functionality sounds like something you might find useful, it might be worth checking out Overcast and seeing how you get on with it. That's all I'm going to say on the subject for today. So thank you very much for listening. I will leave you with the cover art for this audio boom will be the effects page for a podcast in Overcast. So it shows you the smart speed and the voice boost options, just so you can see what it looks like. And yeah, if you try it, let me know what you think. I'd love to hear the feedback. Thanks for listening. Bye for now.